Hello, beloved listeners, and welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, your host, and once again, yes, thrilled and delighted to be with you. You know we have fun here every week, and it's not just fun for fun's sake. We've got a deliberate intent. We're here to create what I call advanced living, a better lives. In more than a few words, I pray daily, Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrant, exquisite, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. Oh, yeah. All right, we're going for it. And every week, devoted to finding some individual, some group that is going to bring forth information, techniques, things of value to help support your lives. And we're so proud and grateful to AdvancedLiving.com, who sponsors our show weekly. When you get a moment, go to AdvancedLiving.com, check out the Comfort Technology, a tiny plug-in unit. You plug it in, it creates a very special harmonized energy. It'll improve your lives. Yes, check it out. Now, get ready, folks, because you know there's challenges. We have got to upgrade our ability to process information, to move ahead in our lives more and more quickly. And have you noticed information overload? Things are going faster, the stress in people's lives. Well, guess what we get to do? We get to have someone that's going to come and easily show us a proven method that he's been using for about, over 8 years now that can help us improve our vision, read 2 to 10 times faster in 7 minutes. I mean, there's a number of things that are just, you're going to be astounded when you learn what this gentleman has to offer. And you're saying, well, who is this gentleman and what is he bringing us? Well, this is Jeffrey C. Flam, or Jeff, as he's on the show, and he's the president and founder of Infinite Mind LC, a speed learning company, and the first product, IQ, E-Y-E-Q, IQ, yes, you'll know more why in a moment. And this was introduced to the consumer retail market in 2002. And Jeff is also the co-owner of a number of businesses, a sports grill, a business park, different things in, it looks like, Kauai. The man is well-grounded in diverse workings of the business community. And to show you how he cares about people's health and well-being, he co-founded Health Benefits America. And what that is a company that was formed in 1985 and officially incorporated in 86 to provide benefit management services for many of the Fortune 500 companies so they could help take better care of their people. And he shared the offices of chairman, president, chief executive officer until 1996. And to show how good the company was, it was acquired by Automatic Data Processing, or ADP, which is a huge company. And prior to his working with the HBA, he was a consultant with the Financial Consultants of America. He did that for 8 years, served as president of the Ogden Association of Life Underwriters, graduated from Weber State University in business administration, one of the founding sponsors of the Grant Taggart School of Insurance and Financial Services at Brigham Young University, is on the board of directors of a bunch of important businesses, and was past chairman of the American Lung Association. So, folks, we are just honored and delighted to have someone highly credentialed come and help us to improve our EYEQ. Welcome, Jeff.
Hey, thanks, Kenneth. Nice talking to you again.
Well, it's a real pleasure. Now, I had heard about your program and just got interested in it, and now it's referred to as a speed reading program, a brain enhancement system. What is this?
Well, it's interesting. It was developed over the past 30 years in Japan by Dr. Kawamuda, and what he built was a brain enhancement system. And through his studies of the brain over many years, he found that certain things really expand the brain's capabilities and its processing ability. And so he created a high-speed imaging program that quickly enhances our ability to learn. And so IQ really is brain enhancement. It helps in everything we do, whether it's music, reading, typing, anything that is kind of a timed activity that we do, you can see a huge improvement on as you measure it. So it's primarily sold as brain enhancement, but the easiest way to measure it is testing people's reading and comprehension or math tables or even memorization, where you look at so many pictures or words and then see how many you can recall. So we test people before they use the program in a number of areas and then test them 4 weeks and 8 weeks later, and it's astounding to see how much better they become at everything they do after using IQ just 7 minutes three times a week.
Wow. Folks, I mean, you got to be strapping yourself into your seat there, because how wonderful is that? To do a whole lot for yourself 7 minutes three times a week. Now, I know we're busy, but 7 minutes three times a week, I mean, that's got to be able to be fitting into our lives. So, yes, I want you to pause and think about that, because I'm so excited about the implications of this. Now, you said it originated in Japan, and we've, of course, been competing with Japan and Germany and kind of losing some of that. We need all the help we can get. How long has this been here in the U.S., Jeff?
Well, I became acquainted with Dr. Kawamuda back in 1996. And it was a few years later, I went to Japan and actually saw what they were doing in the schools, and I was so astounded. I thought, we need this here to give our kids the edge that the Japanese kids have, because it's used in most of the private schools in Japan. So over the next couple of years, we spent time building it in a Windows format so that it was very easy for anyone to use on a computer at home.
Mm. Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, this is probably a bit of an obvious question, but is there any target group for this? I mean, kids, adults, particular folks?
Well, because it's actually brain development, Kenneth, in Japan they start the kids on it at age 5, but I didn't want people here in the United States thinking it was going to teach their kids to read, so we market it for kids 8 and older. And for everyone, all the way until you're just too old to read anymore or you're too blind to read. So it will help everyone, including the elderly, keep their brains really fit, because it's highly stimulating.
Mm.
And so we recommend it for everyone, whether they're a student or a business person. It's going to help you in everything you do.
Wow. Wow. So this helps stimulate the brain, which is hard to do sitting on a couch watching TV, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay, so so yes, and anymore, some of the programs, folks, if you watch certain TV stations, the commercial breaks are about 5 to 7 minutes. So in the time that the commercials are on, you can run to your computer, use the IQ program, and then go back, and if you still have the desire after watching IQ and using it for a while, you could still watch those silly TV programs, okay?
Good point.
Now, you'd mentioned something about in Japan, they use it around some reading, and you were not talking about that much. So it'll help with reading?
Well, in the schools that we've tested it in, several major universities and as well as entire school districts from second grade up through high school seniors, we've tested it. And we'll have a control group where half of the kids are not using IQ and half are on IQ. So we'll have one second grade class on, one not. Test them all before, as well as every grade level and into college. And we'll take half the group and test them and put half the kids on IQ and test them 8 weeks later. And the results are just unbelievable. In 8 weeks, the last test we did in some schools in Salt Lake City, the kids that had taken the ACT, the ones who were not using IQ, some went up, some went down the second time they took it 8 weeks later. And the kids on IQ raised their score an average of 20% on their composite score. Not reading, but that's the composite's your average of all scores on the ACT, math, history, English, and so on. So we saw huge increases. Some of the kids raised theirs as much as 30%, others raised it 10, but the average was 20% better scores compared to the control group who some went up, some went down, so the results were negligible.
Wow.
And in the second grade classes, now what was interesting is we tested it in a school where 60% of the kids were English language learners. So they were from all kinds of countries. And so these teachers have a real challenge trying to teach kids at the same level when half or more don't even speak English and they're turning to a friend or someone else from that country that's trying to translate for them and help them. But the kids, we tested them on a Pearson reading exam, which is a nationally recognized exam, and tested them after. And in just 8 weeks, this class with 60% ELL kids, English language learners, they raised their scores on the Pearson reading exam 43% in just 8 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. That's huge.
Yeah, it's really big.
And this eight-week thing, I did a little math, folks. If you take the 7 minutes three times a week, 8 weeks, essentially you're talking about less than 3 hours invested over that eight-week period to
That's
get
right.
that kind of return.
That's right.
Okay. I'm still sitting here going, I have to pinch myself. Someone pinch me quick. there's probably some... I've watched enough commercials on TV about pharmaceuticals. I have to ask, there must be some serious side effects from this. Just kidding, of course, Jeff.
There is one. There's one disclaimer we have on there, and that is in Japan, when Dr. Kawamuta incorporated it in the schools, he found out something really interesting. It's eye training. When you're looking at these images flashing at high speeds, they move back and forth vertical, horizontal, and what happens is the eyes moving around, you've got six sets of eye muscles. If they're moving quickly, it really strengthens the eye muscles. But what happens is people who are nearsighted that use IQ a lot, generally their glasses, they'll have to reduce their prescription level on their glasses because their eyes improve so much. So kids who have used it 6 months or a year in Japan, most of them that are nearsighted don't wear glasses anymore.
So
we don't really... push that as really eye training per se, but we have to warn people because they'll notice their eyes are getting better and their glasses aren't working as well. But what's interesting is it doesn't do anything for people that are farsighted or, you know, those of us that are 40 and older have to wear reading glasses. It doesn't change that at all, but it does affect those that are nearsighted.
Okay.
And
well,
so that's why
great.
It's used in a lot of vision centers now in the country. We've got 30 vision centers that use it with all their patients that have eye problems or tracking problems, and we can talk about that a little later about the eye.
Sure, yeah.
Part of it.
Now, this is of course an IQ, EYEQ, and folks, you can if you want to go to the website www.eyeqadvantage.com. They can check this out, right, Jeff?
Right. They can do session one free. It'll test their reading speed. They watch this high-speed imaging for 5 minutes, test them again, and they'll see. Most people will see their reading skills go up 50 to 100 words a minute just after doing the program one time.
Hmm. Wow. That's great. And this program, I'm curious, I mean, how long does it take to complete it? You talked about an 8-week period.
Well, actually, there's 12 sessions on the program, and so if you do it 3 times a week, you'll be done in 30 days. Now, in the schools, we build a longer program so they can do it for an entire semester because it's so effective that we have it so that the kids can do it longer, and then it really embeds the skills into them, and so it becomes a lifelong pattern for kids, so it's great.
Okay, and I mean, is there something, is this something that you can continue to do over time? And
What we recommend is go in and do a 7-minute session once a week to keep those skills sharp. It's like any other talent, you know, whether it's piano or any kind of sports. If you quit doing it after a while, you're going to get a little rusty because you start losing that edge. And so it's good to go in and do it maybe once a week, but there's actually some tips that come with the program that tell you what to do every time you pick up a book. To read a book, you do 30 seconds of eye exercises looking at different parts of the book. And what it does is it reactivates all that training that you've had the last 30 days, and you'll read at your top speed if you'll do that for 30 seconds before you read anything.
Mm, wow, that's great.
So you don't need the program to keep your skills really sharp, but you just there's a few eye exercises you do, and it re-engages that learning pattern.
Okay. Huh. This is fabulous. Now, there's some eye training that I'm trying to figure out. Why is that a part of brain enhancement?
Well, Dr. Kawamuta found, and I'm sure a lot of other scientists have found the same thing, that there's an eye-brain connection, and it's stronger with some people than others. And our eyes are nothing more than a camera that's scanning information, and it's taking it in through our nerves and cells into the brain through the brain circuitry. And as we strengthen our eyes and the ability to see things very quickly, the brain responds likewise and becomes much faster at processing. So the whole goal with IQ is to strengthen the eye-brain connection. And the more you do it, the faster you can do everything. Whether it's piano or sports, everyone will see an increase, especially in sports. If they're a racquetball or tennis player, they're going to see their eye-hand coordination improve just from doing IQ.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. So it helps the learning, helps exercise the eyes, and increases our coordination.
It does. In fact, I took 3 people to Japan with me to check it out back in around the 1999, I guess it was. And all 4 of us went through 2 training sessions, 1 hour one day and an hour the next. And all of us came back reading in above 750 words a minute with that little of training. But we found it was amazing how this program gets you so that you move away from the old habit of reading 1 word at a time. Because that's how we learned. We sat on our mother's laps, and we repeated after her everything we read in that book, 1 word at a time, and guess what? Here we are at age 30, 40, 50, whatever, and we're still reading the same way we did when we started reading, 1 word at a time, which is a very inefficient way of absorbing information into the brain.
Wow. Yep, that's... So this is so helpful to basically learn how to do something that we want to do much more efficiently, and boy, talk about freeing up some time.
Yeah. Well, here's the basic thing that's patented in IQ that you're not going to find in any other brain or reading program that's unique to this. And so it's patented in 2 areas. One is it has variable speed exercises, and the second thing is it has special eye exercises. Now, the variable speeds are in reading and then also in the eye exercises. Because what Dr. Kawamuta found is that we have to push ourselves out of our comfort level and do something that's really hard for us, that we really can't do. And then when it backs back down somewhere in between where we started and to the very high speeds, all of a sudden the brain can grab it and we can do it very easily. So I compare it to people who have ever taught someone else to snow ski. There's three levels of runs on most mountains. There's the green runs that are really easy, and then they have the blue runs that are medium, and the black runs that are very, very difficult, very steep, and a lot of moguls. And if you take somebody on the green runs and just keep teaching them to ski there, they never get very good very fast. But if you take them on the green runs for a few hours and then take them up on a black run that's really difficult, you take them back on that green run and they can ski it like there's like it was so simple. And I think it's the same thing you'll see in sports. You'll see basketball players put weights around their ankles and then they're running and jumping and so on, shooting baskets. And when they take those ankle weights off, they can jump much higher. They throw a medicine ball, which is a really heavy basketball, throw it back and forth to each other, and then when they throw a regular basketball, boy, it's so light they can throw it all the way across the gym. So it's the same principle. It's doing something much harder than what we're used to, and when we come back down to the normal way we do things, it seems very, very simple. So that's the premise. And so those are patented, and you won't find those in any other learning program in the world other than Dr. Kalmuda's. And he's found that's no different than the body. It makes the brain learn much more quickly.
Wow. Well, that's good to know, because there's different things that there may be an Evelyn Wood speed reading or different kinds of things out there. But it's nice to hear that that not only is your thing effective, that it's patented and using some techniques that we can only get through your program.
Right.
And I understand.
So many of those programs, Kenneth, just teach you to read keywords, move fast with your hand down the page and just read keywords. And Dr. Kalmuda said that is not the way to learn. You have to learn to read every word, not just keywords, because if you read an is as an isn't or a does as a doesn't, it's the opposite meaning. So you've got to read every word to be able to accurately absorb information. And so he teaches you to look at every word, but what you do is increase your vision so that you can see more than one word at a time. Once you learn to scan down the page seeing three words at a time and clump three words together, all of a sudden you've tripled your speed. And the only way you can do that is learn to overcome subvocalization, which is saying each word. But the brain can quickly learn to do it. It's just we've never been taught to do that. So unlike other reading programs, this one's teaching you to see multiple objects. That's why it has eye exercises. And then multiple words, and it goes back and forth. And that's the key thing Dr. Kalmuda found, is that at age 8, if they test kids' brains on any activity they're doing, whether it's reading, watching TV, doing any activity, they are using both sides of the brain equally, the left side and the right side. But by age 18, when you test a kid and on any activity, including reading, you'll find 90% of it is the brain activity is on the left side and less than 10% on the right side, our creative side. So as we mature, we become creatures of habit. We just do things because we've done them before, and we don't use our creative side much at all. IQ actually reverses that and brings it back to similar when we're younger. So the way it does it is the very first exercise is objects moving around at variable speed, slow and then very fast and then medium. The next 45-second exercise is words flashing across the screen. And they start with small sentences, and they're going at a certain speed, and then they go really fast and then medium. Then it goes back to another eye exercise, then reading, eye reading, eye reading. And what that's doing is it's a left brain exercise, then it totally, when it's objects, moves over to the right side of the brain. And by moving back and forth for that 5 minutes, after you do a few sessions, you're going to find your brain is firing both sides pretty much equally. And so it's reversing that trend that we have as adults where we don't use our creative side.
Wow. Now, when I'm hearing you say that, what comes to mind is some of the people that I've had on the program talking about the differences between the brains of men and women.
Right.
With women being able to multitask because they have more of a larger corpus callosum or connective tissue between the hemispheres of the brain. which is helping them to do those things, and man in general not as able. And I'm sitting here jumping up and down going, oh, wow. I mean, it's not only good for the kids, but especially us men who want to be able to manage things better. This is one of those keys to being able to multitask, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Wow. Wow. Now, you were mentioning, I guess, different schools? I mean, elementary schools, universities? Is there a whole bunch of schools using this?
Well, we actually, when we rolled it out to market in 2002, we did it on an infomercial. And so we've sold about 1 million units over the past 7 years, 8 years on an infomercial. And what we found is schools, kids were buying it, families, and all of a sudden they were doing so well in school, teachers go, why are you doing so much better at the parent-teacher conference? And the parents would say, well, my kids are using IQ, so we started having schools call us. And so a year ago we had 750 schools that had bought the program and were incorporating it on the CD-ROM version. So I went back and built it on a web-based online version, so they don't need a disk at all, and so they can just sign up and do it online. Makes it much easier for the teachers. Plus, all the reports are built on the back end that a teacher can go in and see every kid's progress. They can see exactly when they're doing it. So now it's really growing into schools. And
wow.
So we have it in schools of all levels, from second grade into higher education. College is using it. And it's interesting. Some of the colleges are using it for all of their sports teams to give them an edge. Others are using it for their freshman orientation to give kids an edge so that they can succeed in school, because they're finding 40% of the kids drop out their first year because they can't keep up. So schools are excited to have a tool that helps kids learn so that they have the confidence to stay in school. And so some of them will use it in their freshman experience, and others use it for the kids that are on probation. If they're on probation because of their GPA is low, they require them to do IQ to come off of probation because it makes such a difference on the kids.
Mm.
So you'll see it used all levels from second grade through higher ed.
Yeah, plus talk about a severe punishment. That's 7 minutes three times a week. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's a real timeout, isn't it?
Yeah. it's like such a wonderful thing that you can take someone that's in a challenged situation and give them something to help them get back on track that's easy for them to do, versus this, you just have to put your nose to the grindstone. You have to make on and on, all that kind of stuff. And it's sort of like, well, geez, let's just give someone something powerful that helps them use their innate ability and to do it quickly.
That's right.
And that's essentially what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And what's good is the school or the teacher or the professor can go in and look at the reports, and they can tell exactly if a student's doing it. And the nice thing about it is, because it's so much eye exercise, it can fatigue the eyes the first time or two you do it. So the system, the program's built that you can only do one session every 24 hours. So if you log in twice the same day, it's going to come back with a message that says you've already been into the program in the last 24 hours. You need to wait 24 hours. So a kid has to space it at least every day. So they can't just cram and try to do all 12 sessions the last day. It's not going to work for them. So if it's required in a class, the teacher can go in and see if the kids are really doing it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's that's nice, and it's built in. And to me, if there's not a benefit to it, sometimes we can, in America, get a little over enthusiastic. If one is good, then 10 must be better. And so it's like, well, I did 7 minutes, but I really probably ought to do 30 or 50. Yeah,
right.
That'll do it.
And it's 10 or 7 is all you need. That's enough. It gets the brain going to where you can be more effective at learning and reading.
Well, okay, pay attention, listeners. Over enthusiasm may be okay for your garden, weeding or something, but for the IQ program, that's not necessary.
Yeah, you just need to space it out so it becomes a lifelong skill.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. And then I guess you'd mentioned some kids that were having problems. I don't know, there's also, the whole range. Sometimes they're not doing well in school. I taught a class at one point in time for kids that were kicked out of regular school because they were kind of nasty. And so, I don't know, sometimes we call that struggling kids versus delinquents. And then there's people with reading things like dyslexia or hyperactivity, ADD, ADHD. Can you speak to that at all?
Yeah, well, if you go out and talk with anybody that's in vision training, they'll tell you that one out of four kids has trouble reading, and a lot of it's because it's vision problems. They haven't learned to track correctly with their eyes, and so they don't like to read. Other kids are diagnosed with ADHD and some with dyslexia. Dyslexia really is a brain processing problem where you're using different parts of the brain to process than the normal person. But what we found is Dr. Kalmuda told me when we started the program, he says, if you've got kids with ADHD or dyslexia and they do this for a while, most of them are going to become excellent students. They're going to be able to overcome those challenges. And he said some kids are misdiagnosed with ADHD. Their brains, and they're just hyperactive kids. They're very type A. And most executives, they claim, do have a certain amount of ADHD. I'm sure I do. Because my mind just goes from one thing to the next really quickly. Well, kids who generally are hyper like that and they think fast and they're very smart, they're very bored in school and they generally don't like to read. It's too slow for them. They can't keep their focus and attention there. And so once you've had them on IQ a while and they can read really fast, all of a sudden homework and schoolwork doesn't become so tedious to them and they like it and they start excelling. Kids with dyslexia, I've got a whole file of testimonials that have come with kids that said I was the lowest in my class and I'm one of the top in my class. I couldn't study, I couldn't pass tests, and now I'm doing really well. So we call it universal intervention, IQ is, because when we go in and test an entire class, whether they're the struggling students or the gifted, talented students on the upper end, every kid's going to go up from their beginning score, and we measure not just reading speed but comprehension to find out how effective they are at reading. And their effective reading speed, which is a combination of speed and comprehension, that will go up an average of 300 to 400% for all kids within 8 weeks. And so the kids in the class that are low, they're going to go way up, but the kids at the top go way up as well. So it's universal. It doesn't matter what kid in that classroom, as long as they can read, we're going to raise them up substantially. Generally, their scores are going to go up at least 20% on tests and a full grade point on their in their grades.
Wow. And I know any more, of course, more than ever, the quality of an education is so huge in terms of where a person can end up in life.
It's true.
And then the pressure for, was it the SAT or postgraduate, the LSAT or med school, I mean, different exams. I don't know how the IQ advantage is supporting in those. Do you have anything on that?
Yeah. You'll take some of the best kids that are some of your top students, and they don't do well on tests. And the reason is because they start taking the test, and they're so worried on a timed test that they're not going to get through, and they're not good really fast readers, but they're good students because they spend hours doing their homework at night. But they're not particularly fast learners. And so you put them in a timed test environment, which is an SAT or an ACT exam or a Pearson reading exam, any of the achievement tests that are administered each year to the kids, those kids generally freeze up and they'll read the paragraph over and over and they don't know what it said. And they'll keep looking at the clock and they're worried about it. And so they'll get halfway or two-thirds of the way through the test and then the teacher says time or 5 minutes left. And they are guessing on all the rest of the test. Those kinds of kids, once they've been on IQ a while, they will really skyrocket and raise their grades. Because now they're confident in reading and learning, and they know they can get through the test, so the anxiety that they faced in the past virtually disappears.
Wow. Wow. That's so huge. Because with that kind of anxiety, I mean, people could spend thousands of dollars in some sort of a therapy to try to overcome that kind of fear. And here, this 7 minutes three times a week, 8 weeks, less than 3 hours, and I don't know if it can if this would be a good time to mention, but what kind of investment might a person be making to have this wonderful thing in their lives?
Well, it's like I tell college students, IQ costs less than taking one credit hour to any university, and yet it'll make the biggest difference more than any other thing they can take when they're in school. It'll make a difference in every subject. So it's probably the best investment a student can make, a college student, or a parent that have kids in school. As a parent of six kids myself, I've seen what a difference it's made on my kids. But what I did is I started on it back in about 10 years ago when we were doing the testing before we went to market. I put my kids on it. Brady had taken the ACT, had averaged a 27, which is really high. But I looked at it, and his lowest score is reading. He got a 24, and I said, why'd you get that? And he said, I couldn't get through it all, and I had to guess on the last of it. Now, we're talking, this is an AB student. He's a sharp kid. Not a struggling student by any means. And so I had him go up and do IQ for 2 weeks because he had already scheduled to take the ACT again by the time his scores came. So I had him go up and do it for 2 weeks, and he went back and he raised his reading score from a 24 to a 31.
Ooh.
But all the other scores went up, like math went up 2 points, history, English, all the others went up at least 1 point. So he got a composite of 30. Now, you get a 30 on the ACT, you're probably going to get a scholarship. On a 27, you're probably not, because there's a number of kids with 27. But once you get in your 30s, you're going to get a scholarship generally. Mm. And so what I saw is my five kids that did IQ regularly, because I gave them $2 every time they did it. They'd print out their scores at the end of the month. I'd look, pay them $2 every time they did it, because they wanted ski money.
Okay.
So I incented them by paying them $2 every time they did it. And five out of my six kids did it regularly because they were motivated. My one son goes, it doesn't matter. He didn't want to do it. He was the only one that was getting B's and C's. All the rest were getting straight A's after that.
Oh.
And so the other kids got scholarships, most of them. The one boy didn't. But when he, after he got into college, he came to work for us in our phone center, and we require all of our operators to do an IQ session every day before they get on the phones, because they're all college kids.
Yeah.
And these kids get really good at IQ. So, man, their personal testimonies are over the top when they talk about what it's done for them. So he had to do it every day, and all of a sudden now he got a 4.0 up at the university last semester.
Uh-huh.
So even my one son that wouldn't do it now is a 4.0 student up at University of Utah because he's doing IQ regularly.
Boy, does that put a smile on a papa's face.
It does.
And you mamas and papas out there, just imagine what this would mean to you. I mean, for your kids. And of course, you know, for you with your busy lives, I'm guessing that when people do this, they end up with some more free time to enjoy life because they're thinking clearer and processing information better.
You know, you get your kids to learn to do it before they do their homework, and they'll do their homework in half the time. Adults, once they've been on it 30 to 60 days, they'll notice they can get through their emails in half the time. The one thing is it's so stimulating for the brain, we recommend they don't do it after 8 at night because it'll keep you awake.
Uh-huh.
So you want an hour or two before you go to bed to start winding down. Because IQ, we found in the study that was done at Caltech on it, they did a scientific study with an fMRI, measured what was happening with a student reading before and after IQ.
Mm.
And as I mentioned before, you know, when up until age 8, we use both sides of the brain, but by the time we're 18, it's about 90-10.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened and the results, what the results showed when they did the test on IQ at Caltech. The kid, the student reading showed about 90% of the brain activity was on the left side. They were using 22% of their left brain, but 1.78% of the right brain, so less than 2%. After 1 7-minute session of IQ, they doubled the left side to 44% of the brain firing, and on the right side, it went from less than 2 up to 27%, 26.8, so just under 27% of the brain. So the right side increased by 1,500% brain activity.
Wow.
And at the end of the report, the scientist that did that handled the experiment wrote, "I have never seen a program that activates the brain and gets it so engaged so quickly." And he explains in scientific terms exactly what's happening. And it mirrors what Dr. Kawamuta found in Japan and what Dr. David Souza, who wrote the book, How the Brain Learns to Read, they found that that there's three things that make us either good readers or poor readers. And one of them is our fixation span. How much can we see at a time? And most people, poor readers and beginning readers, still are only looking at three letters at a time. And so they're still sounding out the words like going to the football game. Okay, they're still reading in chunks of words. And as we get better readers, most of us read an entire word at a time. So we're saying each word in our mind. But a good reader is looking at least nine characters at a time. So they're looking at two words at a time. Once you're on IQ 30 days, you can see easily three words at a time. So you're looking by commas as you go. So you learn to read in chunks of words. And so as you do that and you're flying across the page looking in chunks, you're no longer subvocalizing those words, but you're seeing several words. And so when you learn to read like you're watching a movie, you don't even notice the words. You are flying through it. And I think most of us have read, when we read a really good novel and we're all engaged in it, first, the first third of the book, we're reading slow as we're trying to establish the characters and the plot. But once we know the characters and kind of figure out where the plot's going, pretty soon we don't even notice we're reading. We're just flying through that book. And IQ readers, IQ graduates, we call them, read that way normally. Everything they read, they're reading fast because you become a conceptual reader instead of a subvocalizing reader. So you read concepts instead of words. And it changes the way we read. So in Dr. Souza's experiments and others that he wrote his book about that were done at major universities, they found that poor readers or unskilled readers are looking at three characters at a time. That's their fixation span. Their fixation time, how long do they look before they look onto the next few characters? They're at about 4/10 of a second, whereas a good reader is 2/10 of a second. They're looking at it half as long as a poor reader. And then the third thing is our digression. How often do we go back and reread? And they have machines now, some eye machines that have been developed that as you read, they can track those things. How much are you seeing? Your fixation span, fixation time, and regression. And good readers only look back about 10 to 15% of the time. They'll glance back on something they weren't sure of or they didn't catch. But poor readers are looking back 50% or more of the time. And so they're always looking back. Now, what most of us find is we can read a book, and if we're not really engaged, we can get all the way down to the bottom of the page, and we think, what did I just read? Our eyes looked at every word, but our mind is somewhere else. And the reason that is, Kenneth, is because our brains can process, many of us, at 1,000 to 2,000 thoughts a minute. I mean, they can go all over really quickly, and yet we're reading 200 words a minute, most of us. And so our brains are bored because they're not stimulated, and so our brains are thinking of getting the laundry, or I've got to go to the gym, or I've got to pick up my kid at school, or it could be all over the map while we're reading that page. But once you're a skilled reader and you're reading fast, your mind doesn't wander like that, so you stay engaged, and you're tapping more of the right side of the brain. So in Dr. Souza's book, when he talks about how the brain learns to read, he shows that once you get better at those three areas, your fixation time and span and regression, once you improve those, you're going to be, your ability to comprehend and remember goes way, way up. And that's why people are baffled. They go, how can I increase my comprehension if I'm reading faster? You're reading differently. Not just faster, you're using a different part of the brain. Slow readers use the Broca area of the brain. It's the left side. Skilled readers use the visual cortex, which is both sides of the brain and the rear of the brain. So physiologically, it's a whole different area of the brain being used once you're a great reader. And that's what we found with IQ, is it changes the way the brain learns. It's using different parts of the brain. So comprehension goes way up. So, for example, at one of the major universities, we tested the kids. They were reading at 300 words a minute, 47% comprehension. 8 weeks later, they were over 900 words a minute, so they tripled their speed, but comprehension was at 79%.
Wow.
So their effective reading speed went from what we call, when they were 300 words a minute, at 47%, they were about at 150 words a minute effective reading speed, because they're only comprehending half of it. When they finished at 90, over 900 words a minute, 79%, now their effective reading speed was over 700. So you see the difference. It's gone from 150 to 700, your effectiveness. So most people go up between 300 and 400% on their effectiveness of reading. But where we see it, too, is typing. Most people's typing speed will go up 50% in just 8 weeks. And what we see in schools is they'll raise their test scores 20% in 8 weeks. Musicians, we have music teachers that, one in Wisconsin, she's got 44 students. She called me and talked to me about it. She said, I got it from my kids, and I noticed they just took off on piano. So I set up a computer and had my 44 students come 15 minutes early and do a 7-minute session of IQ before they came onto the piano. She said it cut their learning time in half on all my students. So I have them in much harder material in half the time than I've done in the years I've taught piano. So she said it's become an integral part of what I do as a piano teacher, is IQ, which activates that right side of the brain and the left, but a lot the right side. So then she gets them on the piano, and all of a sudden, piano's easy.
Wow. This is just fabulous. Something that is just this easy. And I understand, Jeff, that you have been very generous in terms of helping my listeners to take advantage of this program, that there's a special code that they can go to your website and put in and save a substantial amount on the program.
Right. The program retails for $249.99, so about $250. Right now, we've got a code. If you go online to IQ.tv, or you can go, that's the best site, IQ.tv.
Okay.
And when you go in, and if you can try it first, and then if you want to buy it, you go in and you put in the code. It has a promotion code. Put in the word radio. And if you'll enter the word radio, it'll save you $50, and so it'll reprice it at $199.99. So it saves $50 for your listeners. And that's not something they'll find anywhere else, because we generally don't offer that.
Wow. Well, I sure want to thank you for that and encourage my listeners to take advantage of this, the IQ Advantage. And then the website they go to again is?
IQ.tv.
IQ.tv.
EYQ.tv. Right. The other place they can go that has all the information for education or for corporations, where people can buy it for their employees to use, and a lot of corporations do put it in because they get so much increased productivity out of their employees, it helps them, is IQAdvantage.com.
Okay.
So that one is a more comprehensive website if they want to see more about it, IQAdvantage.com.
Yeah, wow.
But either place, put in the code radio, and it'll save you $50.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. That's excellent. And I'm just curious, because stress, I mean, is just huge in today's world. So many people, job layoffs, financial global crisis, climate change, I mean, on and on. The list is extensive, and so many people are in just a lot of hurt. How can the IQ Advantage help? What can you say about that?
Well, if you get through your emails and all the reading you've got piled on your desk, or your homework in half the time or a third the time, you've got time to do those things that are meaningful, that are more relaxing for you. So it's just, I think, probably the best-kept secret out there, that if you want to be more efficient and have time to do the things you want, do IQ for a few months until you get good at it, and you'll notice a difference in everything you do.
Wow. And now, this, I don't know if you've studied any of this or feedback, but there's been, like, increasing challenges in communicating. People kind of distracted and having to repeat something a few times. I'm hearing you say this helps people with focus. Do you think that that would be helping in communication?
Yes. The high-speed imaging, what it does is you learn to read and process an image much faster. It builds stronger neural connections into the brain. And so that there's a book by Daniel Coyle called The Talent Code. And he says, is talent born or is it learned? And in his studies, he found that it's learned. In the Renaissance, all the great masters of art, why were they so good? Michelangelo and all the others, Da Vinci, they were trained under others for 20 years before they started doing their own work. And so there's these talent hotbeds. Well, what IQ does is creates talent hotbeds. It gets people much better at everything they do, and that's why schools that use it get higher scores and better performance than schools that don't. It helps us in pretty much everything we do. So can you communicate better? I'll tell you, I'm over 40. Sometimes I had a hard time remembering things. When I'm doing IQ regularly, I can see feel a difference, and I'm not sitting there trying to remember people's names or words. Like many of us, as our brains start getting older and we're not working them as much. So it does give you an edge on everything, on communicating, on thinking quickly, responding quickly, and getting things done more efficiently.
Wow. You just got to love that. And and if the parents, when they want to get their, this not just for their children in home, can they turn to you, or how would they do that to help get this into schools? Because schools
have
such a tight budget.
Yeah. Well, when they buy the kit, this is something I hadn't mentioned, Kenneth, but when they buy the kit, it's for 10 users, up to 10 users. And it has three levels. It has kids, teens, and adults. So when you're one of the 10 users at home, you sign up, you click on what level you want, and then it'll feed you, you know, reading material that's appropriate for your age. And the same thing in schools, we have it at all levels for schools. So once you've tried it, if your kids are doing well with it, you definitely want to let your principal know about it, because that's how most of them, schools have found out about it. In today's world, most schools are having big cutbacks in budgets, so it's very hard for us to get it in a school when everybody's budgets are being cut. But when parents come in and say, man, our kids all need this in school, then we tend to have principals calling us and getting it in their schools, because they're hearing about kids who have had a great experience with it. So much easier to help us get it in your school if a parent introduces it.
Right, and I don't know, this is probably a little bit left field, but are there any things with government programs that show, well, they would put funding into schools that are producing better educated students?
Right. There's Title I funding schools can get, which is for disadvantaged, struggling kids. They have funds for that. They also have it under ELL, English Language Learners. They have funding for those, grants for those. So most schools can find the funding if they can see what a difference it'll make for students. So it's just a matter of introducing it into the schools.
Sure, and they could contact someone at your company if they weren't
mm-hmm.
sure how to get this done, I'm guessing.
They can go onto our website, and there it has information on how to contact us, and they can just give us a call, and we can help them introduce it to a school.
Wow. Okay. I am just, like, psyched. I will be reporting back to you as I do my experiment with the IQ program, because I'm so excited to have an opportunity with this, and then I can not only report into you, but to our listeners again, so that we can keep the ball rolling with this, Jeff.
That'd be great. I don't know if we have time for one more comment.
Just a quickie, I think.
A quickie. Well, everything's moving to online learning in higher education. So if kids aren't good reading, they're going to struggle in college, because there's less and less professor time, more and more online time, where you're moving to just see your professor once a week. So it's just essential that we get our kids to be great readers and great learners, or they're going to struggle in college.
Okay. Well, thank you. With that, beloved listeners, thank you for tuning in. Jeff, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to bring this to us. This is huge value for such a little time investment to make such a big change in our lives. God bless you, and thank you so much. And to
thank
all
you,
of,
and thanks to your listeners.
You're welcome. And to all of us, just keep on. Tune in to Advanced Living Radio. We'll be back next week with more fun and adventure. Until we meet again, God bless, and goodbye for now. Let go and let God. Let go.